This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's only the final hour for today. Like, we're not leaving.
That was dramatic. I'm sorry.
It was high drama, Craig. Final hour for your hump day.
It's true.
I'll take the note.
And you know what? In this next hour, we are going to be anything but a drag. Isn't that right, Rach?
Exactly. We're going to be racing our way through the next hour because we have two phenomenal guests to talk about two things that are drag race related but have nothing to do with drag racing.
I'm honestly scared with how many puns we're going to possibly squeeze into the next hour. We're going to be finding out all about the Pride Hub that is happening at the Grand Prix next week. A world first in motorsport, creating a space for our communities to come and get their motors running.
And I'm so excited to find out just how many people are into motorsports in our community as well.
Yeah, I've got no idea. Like, that's one of the things that's going to really intrigue me. And also, we've got our drag race on, don't we?
Yes, the fabulously beautiful Art Simone will be joining us to talk about Life is Art, her brand new book, because life is art.
You know what? I caught up with Art at Chill Out. I want to play a little something for you. This was a quick chat that Art and I had.
Oh, yes.
Art Simone, hello. We're here at Chill Out.
Yes.
Are you having a wonderful time?
I am having a chill and I'm having an out. It's a great time here.
Now, you went and saw Wicked on during the week, didn't you? You went and saw the musicale.
Oh, I saw the musicale and it was absolutely fabulous. I'm sorry for the people that were behind me that only got to hear the musical, but I hope they liked the music.
My friend Joseph was sitting behind you, and last night when I was having drinks with some friends, they were like, everyone, Joseph wouldn't stop complaining. As soon as it was done, Joseph was screaming because they were stuck behind Art Simone the whole show and couldn't see a thing. So would you like to give Joseph an apology?
Yes, hello, it is Art Simone here, and I'm here to give a formal apology to Joseph that you're not taller.
Have you ever been in a situation like that, Rach, where you've been stuck behind? So, I mean, a tall person, but imagine a drag queen. If you actually look on Art's socials, you'll see how high Art's hair was at that premiere. You could think of nothing worse.
Yeah, look, I'm a short gal and I find I have this problem often, but I can't imagine also being behind a drag queen as well because, you know, it's very hard to avoid their giant hair.
I went and saw the Scissor Sisters once and this was at Hamer Hall and the Scissor Sisters were very confused because they were like, why are we in, like they were expected a concert. They thought hall like a music hall, so they were very confused by the setting and went, why are you all sitting down? Stand up, which didn't help me. In front of me directly was Polly Filler. And if you know Polly Filler, very thin, very tall, but Polly also did massive hair. And I literally could not see a thing. So I had to just go to the aisle, which I must stress, Art did ask around her many times, do you want me to get out of the way or anything? So even though my friend who was sitting behind Art was ranting to other friends, was asked politely if they wanted everything to be different and they said, no, that's fine.
That's hilarious. Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive.
Well, there's more Art coming your way. It's 8 minutes past eight and we're getting our drag on and our racing on in the next hour on Joy Breakfast. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It's 17 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And you know what? We're all born naked and the rest is drag is one of those famous quotes from some old queen. But this isn't the case if you weren't ejected from the womb in an explosion of glitter and Swarovski crystals.
Our next guest can be a 7-foot Glamazonian 1 minute and a Black Widow hermit the next. But one thing is for sure, she was destined for stardom. And with a brand new book in tow highlighting some of her most iconic looks, we are joined by the beautiful Art Simone. And now, without much further ado, because we're not here to funk spiders, Art, welcome back to Joy Breakfast.
Hi, Art.
Good morning. Hello.
Now, look, obviously, spiders are funking now. They're dancing because we're breakfast radio, but you've just released your book, Life is Art. Is it a biographic, a coffee table book, or a bit of a graphic novel type book? What are we talking here?
Oh, it's a hybrid coffee table book / personal development book, in that there's lots of beautiful imagery. There's a whole decade's worth of drag looks and designs and makeup, and then filtered throughout different stories from my own career, from my own life, that people can apply to their own lives to learn to live as fabulously as a drag queen. So it's a hybrid of all of it, and it's really great because in a world of TikTok where people don't have attention spans, you can pick it up, read a page and set it down and go about your life. So it's beautiful.
Well, they do say reading is fundamental. And one thing we know about you, Art, is not only that you're gorgeous and glamorous, but boy, do you have a wicked sense of humour. Do we get to see more insights into the workings in the back of your brain in this book?
Oh, 100%. It really delves into everything that I've gone through over the last, you know, decade and beyond, and what processes I've applied to my own life, and what situations I've been in that have made me the person I am today. There's stories about my family and about my mum and what things she did that were great and what things she didn't do that were great, and stories from my high school growing up being, you know, the weirdo in school who was obsessed with makeup and Halloween and becoming monsters. So there's a bit of everything in there for everyone.
Well, this book is kind of a colourful explosion of iconic Art Simone looks. How do you decide what story pairs with what image?
Oh, look, it was a very tough decision-making process, and there's a lot of images that never even made the final edit. But what I did was for this book is I actually colour-coded the entire thing from front to back. So as you flip through, it goes through the entire rainbow spectrum. So then for every colour, there was a feeling or an emotion or something that I could tie around it. So, you know, the blue chapter is all about feelings and emotion. The red chapter is about relationships and naughty things. And then, you know, the green chapter is all about finance and money and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I went through and managed to tie everything together.
Well, you are art in name and art in nature. Creativity is a part of what you do, and you have shown that creativity in so many different ways through the art form of drag, through your socials, and through just being yourself. But what was it like to go, okay, now I'm creating a book. How am I going to put that all together? Like, did it take you ages?
Oh, it really did. I started this project way back in the pandemic. While everyone else was making their sourdoughs and sourdough starters, I was mapping out this project. It's been a long journey, but I'm very excited that it's finally come to fruition. And if anything, it's just a wonderful legacy piece to have, to really kind of tie that part of my life up with a nice little bow and be able to share it with other people.
Oh, it's like you're going into retirement, Dahl, 65 already.
No.
Now, do we get to see an evolution of your drag looks throughout the book, or are they all the current polished art that we know and love?
Look, there is an evolution throughout. There's images that are there of a self-portrait show that I did many, many years ago. But I had to pick the nice-looking ugly ones, so there is still an evolution. But you're not going to see me looking too rotted, unfortunately. We'll save that for the full memoir.
Rach, let me tell you about the very first time I saw Art Simone performing. It was at the GH, so you know how long ago that was now, since is no longer there. And Art was, I've got pictures of it because I was doing photos. I've got pictures way back when, and Art had just a little black bra on and pencils all throughout her hair and did this amazing number. And I was there with a group of lesbians, and we were just kind of screaming with joy. It was so wonderful to see. This is when Art was very young, and literally like taking out pencils out of her hair, and was just this crazy burst of creative darkness and colour. I think that's one of the things we love about you, Art, is the fact that you are this bright explosion of colour and drag, but you show the whole breadth of who you are within that, and you let people be themselves around you. It's a really wonderful thing for you to be able to do that.
Thank you. And I hope this book will be able to inspire other people to do the same. You know, I, I really want people to live their lives as authentically and as full as possible. And I hope that by flicking through, I can provide some inspiration.
Now, we need to get into some hot goss now as well. It was announced that Michelle Visage is going to be stepping in as the Drag Race Down Under host. How do you think that's going to go for the franchise?
I think it's going to renew it. It's going to brighten it up, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. I think the issues that I had and a lot of the viewers had with Drag Race Down Under initially was that there was no local lens applied to the drag queens on the competition. And while Michelle is from the US, on set and on site, she was so involved and invested and wanted to learn and really was into mentoring all of us. She was really wonderful. And by her moving up into the hosting position, what they've announced is they've now bumped up former Drag Race Down Under contestants to be judges and mentors throughout the season. So we finally have other actual Australian and New Zealand drag artists critiquing, mentoring, and judging the next generation of drag artists. So I think it's going to be incredible.
Well, you don't know when you look. You're always seeing art on your TV, but does this mean maybe we could see you in the next season of Drag Race Down Under, Art?
Well, I don't know, but what I can say is you're definitely going to see me for the next season of Kick On. So we'll be doing our unofficial after-show kick-ons where we talk all things Drag Race Down Under up on my YouTube channel. So you'll definitely be getting a hit of me in the Drag Race Down Under world in that direction. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Well, just in case Drag Race and your book, everything isn't enough of you, we know that you're going to be joining Joy's long-form interview show, Word for Word, this weekend. What can we expect from your chat with the fabulous Lisa Daniels?
Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful interview. Lisa made me feel so comfortable, and she really got into the nitty-gritty of my life and where I started and where I began, and even pulled out a lot more out of me that you will get to read in my book. So I would say if you really want to know what makes me tick and where I came from, black bra and pencils in my hair and all, well, you got to listen to Word for Word, but you got to go.
Well, we're certainly going to be doing that this Saturday. Art, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this morning. I am so excited to grab my copy of Life is Art and just delve into more of the art of Art Simone.
Now, before we let you go, we've been asking all of our guests today about dress-ups for Dean for the weekend, and it's iconic Australian is the theme. And obviously, your Bindi Irwin was so iconic. All right, what should Dean be dressing as? Obviously, you also do a mean Cath Day night.
So I don't want to do any drag art. I've done enough drag. Oh, Pride season's over. No drag, so I'm not dressing up as you.
You've really taken the words out of my mouth, because if you want to think of it as iconic Australian, look no further than me. that's all right. No drag. Why don't you go as a gumnut baby?
That's a really good idea. Oh, my God.
That's brilliant.
Okay. That's been thrown into the mix. Gumnut baby could actually happen. Oh, I think I'm going to have multiple costume changes at the party on Saturday night. Well, everyone else, we want to know your suggestions. What should I dress up for this costume party? Why don't you let us know? 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
And don't forget to join Art Simone on Word for Word this Saturday and check out our socials for all the details on how you can grab her book, Life is Art.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.